Willkommen zu unserem Podcast.
Welcome to our first podcast with
Julia
and Shane. And this is Think Plant-Based. So this is our first podcast. We're trying to figure out what we're doing here, but I guess that's how everyone does the first podcast, right?
Well, tell us more about our website.
Yeah, so we started this podcast duly to let people on our website know kind of what we're up to and learn about different plant-based things that I wish I would have known when I was getting into becoming plant-based. And so if you haven't checked out our website, it's www.thinkplantbased.com. Or if you're in the Germany area,
it's still plant based, right?
www.thinkplantbased.de.
Do the dash or no? Without
there
the
is no dash in there.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's just one word. So think plant based.
Yeah,
yeah, and check that out for new recipes. What else are we gonna have?
Podcasts fitness. You miss?
Yeah, the podcast you miss.
Like we have the archive there, right?
Yeah.
And brand new recipes I'm always working on every week.
Yeah. I'm talking about mostly health, fitness, you know, everything all rounded, anything to do with kind of plant-based lifestyle we're trying to get into. So, yeah, right. So check back there.
And nutrition too, right?
Weekly, there's always stuff posting up there, so.
Exactly. We do a lot of research on nutrition too, because it's always about upgrading yourself, right? Like our body's like a software. We always have to upgrade. We always learn new things. It's not like, okay, now we know this much and we don't have to learn new things. Everyone has to do it.
You know? Exactly.
To be healthy. You can't just say, okay, now if you're healthy, I don't have to do anything anymore.
You're like, yeah, I was healthy for, you know, six weeks out of the year. And now I can just, you know, go to that McDonald's, eat that.
Exactly.
That food and expect to be where I'm at today, right? So it's a constant learning experience. I mean, we're constantly learning day in day.
Yeah, right.
Different things, how to make quick meals. I mean, it's not as hard as people think. You just have to be knowledgeable about what you're doing, right?
In what way?
Well, like people always saying like, oh, like I can never go plant-based because it's just too hard. And like, you know, it takes too long to cook food and all this stuff. And it really doesn't take that long to cook the food.
Yeah, right.
If anything, I thought it took less time when I started switching over to a plant-based lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's way easier than people make it out to believe.
I think so.
It's more of a mental thing, I think.
That's what I just wanted to say too, exactly. I mean, with everything, even fitness, right? You can't just say like, okay, I'm going to exercise every day.
Or
like,
you exercise for 3 days and you're like, why don't my muscles look like those guys on Instagram or anything like that, right?
Exactly.
Like, you're not going to get that. Like, it takes, those guys have probably been in the fitness industry for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Right. So, and they're constantly learning too. So it's very normal to not know stuff right away, but it's really good to, you know, learn from other people's experience, you know, get all the knowledge you can so you can put it into the real world and get where you want to get to.
I agree. Yeah. You need to be patient with yourself. Be a self-motivator. That's very important. You can't expect other people always motivating you, let's say, even with fitness, right? Like, you actually have to motivate yourself to stay healthy. To eat healthy too. It's not just about exercising too, right?
Yeah.
Like, you actually got to eat healthy too to look good.
Yeah, it's a balance
in the
right?
kitchen.
Yeah, they say abs are made in the kitchen, and that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've constantly struggled to try to get there, and yeah, it takes a while to get there. I'll tell you that.
Exactly. But you were always interested in nutrition though, right?
As far as
you can remember.
I pretty much, my mom was vegetarian for, I don't even know, 25, 30 years. So she was always in that health and maybe not quite the fitness end, but she was definitely in the health field. She always had those books, you know, all those doctors that I can never pronounce the names, but I think like Dr. McDougall, is that the name?
Yeah, exactly.
So she had like Dr. McDougall and all those good books. So she was very knowledgeable in nutrition, and I guess that's where I got a lot of my knowledge from as well. Yeah.
Were you always interested in nutrition as well? Or were you a bit like, oh, interesting, but then you just did your other thing?
I mean, as a kid,
lots of
is any kid really into nutrition? No, they want to be running around, you know, eating
maybe eating some carrots and cucumbers.
I never like really liked vegetables as a kid.
Oh, yeah, right.
Vegetables, cucumber, fries. Fries was my go-to. Nice. So, like, if I could go and get a big bucket of fries, I'm going to get a big bucket of fries.
Yeah. And the thing is, actually, as a kid, you won't really notice how the food is affecting you, right? You're growing and you're playing because you actually still do a lot of exercise as a kid, right?
Oh,
you run around.
So you don't become a parent of the nutrition until you stop doing, I guess, exercise and you start realizing it's changing your physical attributes on the outside and it's probably entailed doing something on the inside as well. But you can't see that, so you can't really base it, I think.
Right. Yeah. I feel like I started more to feel how food is affecting you when I studied more at school. You know, I was sitting more and I realized, wow, I actually need the right nutrition because like certain food made me more tired. Then I couldn't really study well. You know, let's say I ate too much sugar and fats. That combination like makes me tired.
Yeah. Used to bag of candies.
And if you just sit down, right? Or you eat a bunch of chips.
Yep.
Like sometimes it's if you watch TV or if you study a lot, you don't realize sometimes what you're eating. You're like always like busy. I have to do this and that. You
right.
know?
Yeah. You want the convenience. You want to just go quick. You know, you're like, oh, they always put that like at my university. They just had like the worst food and like you're stressed
Does
out.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's like you're stressed out as it is. Your cortisol levels are skyrocketed and they're just like, yeah, have some candy to get you go through or some chocolate. Like that's all they had there. Like, we had like a Tim Hortons in our campus and that was pretty much about it. I think we might have had a pita pit or wrap zone or something.
Oh, really?
But like it was just straight. Yeah, it was just straight like donuts and sugar to get you through that next essay writing, you know, that late night.
How can you concentrate?
Which if I would have known now, like what I know back then, I would have been like, no, like this stuff's going to put me to sleep.
Exactly.
It's not going to help me write that essay longer. You know, it's just a quick band-aid. Now, don't get me wrong, like coffee and stuff to try to keep you mentally focused is
fine. Not 5 cups though.
Yeah, maybe not 5 cups, but I mean, I'm sure, you know, spending late nights writing essays and stuff definitely did a lot to my health, not in a good way. Like definitely in a probably a bad way if I could think a bit now, because you're constantly just stressed out and that's where I got probably more into fitness and nutrition and health and learning about plant-based lifestyle was I was at a pivotal point where I was in university, right? I was probably around 200 and something pounds. I'm only 5'10". I should be sitting around 160, 170, you know. That's a pretty, you know, normal size for a guy my height. Mm-hmm. And I was doing 5 courses a semester. So you really don't have time for anything. Like it's even harder if you had to work. Like I know people that were working and doing 5 courses. I was like, how do you even find the time? Like 5 courses in a semester is like 2 full-time jobs.
So how did she eat? Did she eat out more or did your mom?
It was basically that Friday night or, you know, put a pizza in while you're doing something and you're gone.
And like, during the week, like how were you even able to manage like food?
It was mostly on energy drinks, coffee, and yeah, I mean, maybe you would have some vegetables here and there, but it was kind of hit and miss. It was just that convenience. Like I just didn't have time to do it. And it wasn't until the last year of my university where I only had like 2 or 3 courses. And I said, well, I got all this time now. What can I do? And I wasn't happy with myself. And so a buddy of mine.
In what way, though?
Well, like physically, I was overweight. I mean, I was 200 and something pounds. I just didn't feel good. I had lack of energy. So it's like, how do I get motivated to do something? So I eventually got it put on to P90X videos, which guess everyone starts somewhere, right?
Right.
So I started doing those and I had the time. So I, you know, an hour a day to start doing those videos. And lo and behold, you just start getting more and more into a routine, and I think that was key to trying to get my life back on a fitness path.
Right. Were you still like starting also to eat healthier while you started P90X or did you just still eat the same?
Yeah, probably because I had more time, I could probably eat more, you know, healthier foods.
Do you think it's fair though to say, oh, just because I don't have enough time to eat unhealthy?
I think that's a bad excuse, but at the time, it was an excuse for me to tell myself I was doing okay, and you know, you can only do what you can, right? I mean, obviously, excuse. You could probably, I'm sure, I could have easily made, you know, a salad, go eat some vegetables, some carrots.
Yeah,
I just didn't want to at the time.
So
right?
Motivation again.
So motivation, right? But doing more exercise made me want to eat healthier. Because you start realizing, you know, abs are made in the kitchen and this and that. And so then, yeah, so my buddy was training for a marathon. So then I started doing a lot of running. And I straight up went straight running only, and that was about it. Like, so I was losing muscle. I was losing everything. I didn't know what I was doing. I was left, right, you know. You don't know what you're doing. You just want to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And I got down really low. I think I was sitting at 140, 5, 150 with like zero muscle on me. So like, I looked like a pinner at the time.
So you lost weight very quickly.
Yeah, because I was running.
You didn't build muscle?
No, because I was just strictly running. I mean, I wasn't doing resistive training or anything.
You still felt strong though? Doing all this,
or? Not really. I mean, I got to the point where I got so obsessed about losing weight because I was so big for so long that I didn't really want, weights just seemed like it wasn't an important thing for me to do. Now, if I knew that back then, I would have been lifting weights constantly, right?
Right.
But
well, we're learning, right?
That's yeah, of course. So
we can't like regret what we did, but we learn from the past, right?
Yeah. So that's yeah, good. Exactly.
And we improve. We're upgrading again. We're becoming a better software than we used to have.
You need to find that healthy balance, and I think I'm where I'm at is. It's pretty healthy balance. I mean, with my fitness plan combined with a plant-based lifestyle.
And you're actually eating vegetables
I'm actually
now.
Eating vegetables and enjoying it, and it's delicious. So I don't know how I lived so many. I guess because I didn't eat them as a kid or like as like a teenager. Now I really like them because, like, you know, as like a food, you get tired of them.
Right. You know what's funny?
So now I just enjoy it. It's
right.
Great.
Some people believe actually if you don't expose kids to vegetables in their early age, they won't eat it. But you can't really generalize, right?
Yeah.
Because some kids never ate it like you, right?
And then you
actually miss it if you don't, right? You like just baby spinach and all these good things.
Yeah, I mean, I love baby spinach now.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have ever touched it back when I was in high school or university.
Well, it's pre-washed too, so that makes it easy.
It makes it way easier with that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
But yeah. Well, I grew up in Germany, so...
Deutschland.
Exactly. So
yeah.
I would say it's quite a health conscious country in a way with organic, you know.
Yeah.
It's very big there.
Totally.
And it's actually way cheaper than here.
Yeah.
Food in general. Well, you notice you went.
Yeah, when we went last year in September 2016, and yeah, I was amazed at actually how cheap you could get like vegetables compared to North America. It just seems they have everything right for, you know, giving you cheap alternative. Like here you get the cheap stuff. It's like the ramen noodles, the cheap stuff, the
totally,
cake, Kraft dinner.
Yeah.
And it's like super cheap.
Yeah.
Whereas like there, the vegetables are super cheap. So.
They are. Even like in some sort of like dollar stores, you can actually find organic vegetables and vegan yogurts, organic, you know.
Right.
Almost like vegan and organic almost goes hand in hand. You know, there it's kind of nice. I mean, sometimes, you know, don't stress about it if you can't find organic, but I like to thrive.
The way I think about organic is it doesn't matter if it's organic or not. I think the benefits outweigh the negative when you eat the fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I try to get organic if I can, but I'm not going to like fret if you're at like a company event and they got some non-organic fruit
exactly.
or something there,
don't
you know,
stress about
like
it.
it's not even worth my time. I mean, the nutritional value of plants and it's in general, it's just outweighs the negative of not being organic. So.
Exactly. That's the thing, right? You can eat all the organic food you want, but then if you're stressed out all the time, it won't work like to be healthy.
Not at all.
But, anyways, so yeah, I mean, I guess for me, I was always very, I had a big heart for animals since I can remember I was thinking. So I never felt like it was right for me to eat animals, you know, it was like on my plate and I was always asking my mom like, oh, what piece of animal is that? And from, let's say, oh, I ate beef and then, but what part of the beef am I eating here? You know, I was always very visual, I noticed, what I was eating, what's coming from. It was just in my mind, you know, like, oh, okay, these tomatoes were picked? Where were they growing before? I always was thinking of the source, you know, where right. all this food was coming from. And it just grossed me out. Like, I had a favorite cow as an animal, and then I was eating that cow.
Right.
Like one of them.
You started to become
and
conscious.
And filling
where
my
your food
stomach
was.
With like a cow that coming was from. Exactly that was on like on the countryside before, or not even nowadays anyways. I can't even see the light. You
right.
know, sunlight. I mean, I didn't know at that time.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, they tried to hide that stuff from you, but once you get into seeing it, it's a totally different feeling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'd say like there are many things that happen in my life, you know, seeing people like dying or something, you know, because of cancer and stuff. It kind of affected me as well, that I thought like, oh, must be as well like nutritional. Of course, there are many factors, you know, we can
right.
discuss about it a long time. But anyways, like I saw my
another
siblings.
Episode.
Exactly. I saw my siblings going through and like they were interested in nutrition. They weren't really too much into the being vegetarian. They're kind of like, oh, interesting. But then my dad's like, there's no way you can grow as
need
a kid fully.
Meat.
Yeah, as
need
a kid.
Your protein.
Like your bones.
You need to get up there. You're going to shrivel up into a raisin or something.
Exactly.
I don't know what they think. Yeah.
But yeah, eventually when I guess when I was 12 or something, I made it through because all my other siblings, you know, they were having nutrition in school. It's really cool, actually, in Germany. I bet we learn more nutrition in high school or even elementary school than some doctors, maybe. I don't know. But sorry to say that. But anyways, and then that went hand in hand, too, with nutrition and then the compassion for animals I really liked. You
right.
know, that we could combine that because for me, it was more the animals, you know, that I wanted to do it for the animals. I didn't want to support the suffering.
Right.
I mean,
no one wants to support the suffering.
Yeah, exactly. So once you see it, you know, and like, actually in Germany, they would even show it on TV. That's how I saw it first. I was like, what?
Wow.
That's how they slaughter pigs and stuff?
Yeah.
And I would eat it here and there, but I still had it in my mind engraved, you know, so it really haunted me for days, sometimes or weeks. Because, like, for me, injustice in general, I can't just let it go. I'm really about
taking a stand. And,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know? But then, actually, yeah, I never knew about veganism. But then my sister and I, we went on this, like, 8-hour or even more bike trip, you know, to get to this festival outside Berlin, Germany.
Oh, wow.
But the thing is, we missed the train, so we had to ride our bike to make it on time to that festival. And we were so connected.
So European, riding the bike
yeah,
to
right?
get there, right?
But
yeah.
the thing is, I lived in the city, right? Not like, let's say, maybe some people here in Canada, they live more in the suburbs, you know?
Right.
But I lived really in the city. So,
like the heart of Berlin.
Yeah, so right, hardly Utah. Any trees really around me, you know, or like really lots of green parks. So once I was that connected to nature on my bike ride, I was amazed, you know, like I saw a deer, a baby deer, and all different animals, the trees, the bushes. It was just amazing, you know. I was quite fascinated about nature and
right.
how I never really grew
you
up.
You didn't
with
see
it.
Any bears, though, did you?
No.
No bears.
No, exactly.
Not like here up in Canada.
Yeah, wow, yeah, your nature is amazing, too. But yeah, when I arrived, or when we, actually my sister and I arrived at that festival, we learned about veganism. And we didn't even know it was a vegan festival.
Oh, wow.
You know, so when I arrived, I was like, what?
Is
there meat?
This?
You know, there was like these meatballs with like beet juice. I didn't know it was beet juice. I thought
beet
it was
juice.
Blood.
Oh,
I was
yeah?
like saying
wow.
to my sister, Patricia, you know, we got to ask the chef, like, is this meat? Because it looks very bloody. And then he was like just saying, it's all plant-based. Don't worry, 100%. Plant-based, so there wasn't any cheese, no like dairy at all, right?
Right.
We were a bit wondering, huh? Where's all the cheese? Or I would say, like my cheese. Right?
Where's the cheese?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's the Parmesan?
Yeah, because I was so addicted.
As
right?
in my like, family, where's yeah. the Parmesan cheese? Put
Italian,
that in everything.
Yeah.
It's not Frank Red Hots. It's Parmesan cheese in my Italian family.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I one too. So, yeah, he had a talk about veganism, why the benefits actually of becoming vegan, you know. And
right.
we actually, we were amazed and it made so much sense to us, you know, that we switched becoming vegan.
Wow.
Yeah.
So all his sisters are vegan,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's mm-hmm. good to have a support system like that to help you in starting your plant-based lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. I felt very blessed. Because I know some
Because not a lot of people have that, you know.
No, you get, you get
your family and sometimes they're supportive, sometimes maybe not. So,
So
it's good to have that support system to help you along in your journey.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah. For me, it's like, if something makes sense, you know, it's for a good contribution, like I'm unstoppable. Like I don't care what other people are thinking. And
right.
even if I can't be a part of this and that, oh, but then I can't go to wherever, you know, and can't enjoy this food anymore. No, you can still, you know, it's on your mind that you think it's limited because you never tried it before, you know.
Right.
But once you try all these different things and there are restaurants there and actually you start cooking yourself.
I find you have to be like more creative. There's more spice, there's more flavor.
Yeah, and you learn more
dishes.
About
spices,
right?
And you start to learn actually what, like different types of flavors to make different things. And it's really, you know, like chefs, they just take the meat, they take the cheese, and it sells itself, right?
Exactly.
Or people are addicted to that, so it sells themselves. So, but like when you start cooking plant-based, it's like, okay, now we got some lentils. How can we make this lentil like a Mexican dish? So then you like, you know, you put the cumin in there, you put the different spices, and it just totally changes the dish. You can have an Italian lentil dish, you can have a Mexican lentil dish, you can have East Indian. Anything you want, right?
Right.
And that's I think the beauty of cooking more plant-based. You really actually taste the food more than you are the chemical reaction in your brain.
And hopefully, exactly. And hopefully you have more variety in food, right? That's what we need too. We shouldn't like eat always the same food, right?
Yeah, exactly, right?
With any type of food, always the same.
You don't want to eat the same thing every day. So why are you eating meat day in and day out?
Exactly. You know? Think of evolution too.
Everyone
right?
always says it's moderation, but if you're eating it every day, I think that's beyond moderation now, isn't it?
Exactly. Totally, right?
Yeah.
Well, if we think of evolution too, right? We wouldn't always have the same food, right? Where we would go and like, say pick berries, right?
Hunters and gatherers.
Exactly.
We'd
but
go
think
find
of,
berries one day.
Think of fruits, right? They grow
coconuts
in different seasons. Exactly. So we... That's how we're supposed to eat different types of foods.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's great. So we're going to wrap things up, but you just got to stay tuned. We're going to have more of these podcasts coming out. Remember to come check us out at www.thinkplantbased.com or if you're in Germany, www.thinkplantbased.de. And... Yeah, we
stay
look for
motivated.
Yeah, stay motivated. If you got any questions about being plant-based, you know, social activities or anything, you know, go to our website, shoot us a message, and hopefully we can give you some insight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. We talk to you soon.
Take care.